USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FBI says it's too soon to say what's behind a deadly mass shooting at the Pensacola Naval Air Station in Florida. A Saudi military officer who was training at the airbase opened fire, killing three people and then himself. The FBI's Rachel Rojas says there's a lot of speculation because the shooter is a foreign national.
There are many reports circulating, but the FBI deals only in facts.
President Trump says Saudi Arabia's King Salman called him to express his outrage.
The king said that the Saudi people are greatly angered by the barbaric actions of the shooter, and that this person in no way, shape, or form represents the feelings of the Saudi people.
The shooting comes on the heels of another deadly shooting at the Navy base in Pearl Harbor, which happened last Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Supreme Court has granted President Trump a temporary stay in his request to block a subpoena requiring two financial institutions to hand over his records to House Democrats. The stay comes less than a week after the second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that Deutsche Bank and Capital One must hand over the documents to the House Intelligence and Financial Services Committees. The president is rejecting the House Judiciary Committee's invitation to participate in the impeachment inquiry, calling it completely baseless and unfair. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
This is a president who says, I'm just not going to participate. I'm not going to give you documents. I'm not going to send my representatives. And he's wanted it both ways. He's previously called the proceedings unfair because he doesn't have his lawyers and his evidence there. And now he says, I'm only going to do this when the Republicans are controlling the rules.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A New Jersey man who's accused of stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars after creating a fake online fundraiser for a homeless veteran has pled guilty as part of a plea deal. USA's John Hunt has more.
Mark D'Amico's guilty plea for one count of misapplication of entrusted property brings the case against him, as well as his girlfriend and the homeless man, each of whom pled guilty earlier this year to state and federal charges in connection with the scam, closer to a resolution. D'Amico is expected to be sentenced next April and has agreed to 5 years in prison as part of the deal. D'Amico's plea means he's admitting to spending the more than $400,000, but not that he was behind the ruse, with girlfriend Kate McClure and the homeless man Johnny Bobbitt Jr. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A Los Angeles jury has determined that businessman Elon Musk didn't defame a British diver in 2018 when he called the man a pedo guy after a fight over the rescue of 12 boys and their coach trapped in a Thai cave. Vernon Unsworth sued Musk in September 2018 after the SpaceX and Tesla CEO posted tweets insulting the diver. The case stems from an offer by Musk to send miniature submarines to aid in the rescue of the trapped soccer team. Unsworth was critical of his offer, which led to a public feud online, where he referred to Unsworth as a child rapist. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.